Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? It is the end of the summer, July 18th, less than 2 weeks or exactly 2 weeks from fall camp, and it's right around the corner. We've had our Memorial Day, we've had our fun 4th of July cookouts. NFL training camp will start next Thursday, next Friday, a week after that. College football is in the air. Excited, can't wait. Man, I'm pumped. So today, this is one of all the previews. Today I'm going to do Texas Tech's preview. And if you look at Big12Nation.com, Texas Tech is is predicted to finish, 8-4. 7-5, same as if they win games they ain't supposed to, 9-3. I think they're going to have a winning season, and I think Cliff Kingsbury is doing a great job, but I think he's still a couple years away from winning that Big 12 championship. But we always can be surprised in college football, so this year could be the year. But this could be the year that he turns some heads. But I think he needs a good four more seasons solid to get it done at Texas Tech. He's got a big rebuilding situation there with the way Tommy Tuberville left. We know what Coach Leach did there, absolutely phenomenal job. It was an excellent coach, got caught up in a little politics and had to get dismissed. That happens to the best of coaches. But let's just talk Texas Tech. So Kingsbury's overall record there is 19-19. He's 500, won 8-5 his first year, won the Holiday Bowl. 2014 struggled a little bit, couldn't find a quarterback, ups and downs. So a lot of kids in there with their very explosive and very aggressive offense. And it was just a rough year. Came back last year, got him to a bowl game, finished 4-5 in the Big 12, which isn't bad. This year I have him going 5-4. We'll see what happens from there. But, I mean, he's 19-19. He's got him a bowl game 2 out of 3 years. And that's not bad for Texas Tech. The standards were solid when Mike Leach there. Obviously, fans want the standards to be great, but he's done a solid job in Lubbock, young coach. Give him a couple more years, and he'll get that thing going. As far as Texas Tech goes, they obviously have Patrick Mahomes coming back. That is their key guy. If he can stay healthy, they will be a very dangerous, very tough team to beat. There obviously will be Big 12, competition with the Oklahomas, the Oklahoma States that have done good the last couple of years. We'll see if Texas can turn it around. West Virginia is always competitive. Bill Snyder at Kansas State is always competitive. Kansas, I don't want to speak on Kansas. I'll do the preview on Kansas when I get to Kansas. I would like him to do better, but, I think their administration, has made some mistakes as far as hiring, firing coaches. But that's another day, different subject. But Iowa State has new blood in there. Matt Campbell from Toledo, Mount Union guy, knows what winning is, has winning records his whole life, college career and coaching. He's going to bring that winning pedigree to Ames, Iowa. So it'll be a different type of atmosphere when you play Iowa State coming up. So back to Tech. Tech schedule this year. First week, they got home versus Stephen F. Austin. Should be a solid blowout, good game, get the kids, going. And see how the offense is looking, see how everybody's clicking, find out what's going on. So that should be a solid win. They will play Arizona State 9 p.m. our time, which I believe will be 8 p.m. Arizona time in Arizona. We know Coach left a Big 12 team last year, and Texas, Jay Norvell, is now the receivers coach at Arizona State. So that is going to be something to rub your hands together. Fox Sports 1, get your popcorn out. If you like offense, this is your game. If you're like me and you're old school and you like to see people run the ball and play defense, it won't be your game, but I guarantee it'll be exciting because it'll be basketball on grass. It will be one heck of a game when they play Arizona State September 10th. Then they got Louisiana Tech coming to Lubbock. Lubbock, you know, they always play good in Lubbock. Louisiana Tech, though, is one of those middle of the rope teams that actually are competitive every year, like the Toledos, and like what Boise State used to be, and what's the other one? I can't think of in the small conference, but the Bowling Green. You like the Colorado States were a couple of years ago, but everybody knows what point I'm trying to make. Louisiana Tech is one of those tough teams that people are going to have to compete with, even though they're in a smaller conference than Tech. But Tech should be able to pull one out. Then they got a Thursday night game versus Texas Tech, so that should be one of the Thursday night games. Fox Sports 1 puts on to compete with ESPN's Thursday night football. Then on October 8th, they travel to Manhattan, Kansas. Bill Snyder will have Kansas State ready to go. Should be a competitive game. They get West Virginia in Lubbock in the middle of October, and they get Oklahoma in Lubbock in the middle of October. Those will be two very, very competitive games, especially versus West Virginia. Anybody can win that game. Oklahoma will be tough, but we don't know how it will play out. Now, October 29th, they got TCU at TCU. Texas comes in to Lubbock. We'll see if Charlie Strong can get the troops on the right path. So that always ends up being a competitive game no matter what. Then they have to go to Stillwater, Oklahoma. That's going to be a tough one. Then they're at Ames, Iowa. We'll see what Matt Campbell's done to see if that's going to be an easy one. And then last but not least, they got Baylor at Baylor. Looks like Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving. And we don't know what Baylor's fate is going to be, being that they got rid of Art Briles. It's a touchy subject. I don't want to get into it, but that's Tech's schedule. And it looks solid. I understand the non-conference schedule. He's got, you know, two teams that most people or most analysts think he should beat, and then he's got one team that's actually competitive. Which is Arizona State. So it's not a bad out-of-conference schedule. Now, as far as returners that they have coming back from last year, that should be key help for Texas Tech. Obviously, Mahonis is their guy. Mahonis is everything to that offense, and without Mahonis, that offense doesn't work. Good job by Kingsbury finding a guy who – he can get that going, too. After that, we got Demetrius Felton, who was a sophomore last year, should be a junior, should be returning. Justin Stockton, who's a running back, he should be returning. Devin Lauderdale should be returning. He was a junior last year. Ian Sadler should be returning, another receiver. Reginald Davis, another underclassman receiver. Cameron Watson. And then you got Zach Austin, all receivers. And the reason I name mostly receivers is because we know what Texas Tech is going to do. They're going to run the ball. Excuse me. Why would I say something that stupid? They're going to throw the ball. They're going to throw the ball a lot. Now, Mahone's stats last year, he ended up passing for, I believe, for over 4,000 yards. I want to say 4,700 yards. He had last year. I wrote it down, but it was over 4,000 yards. So they're going to throw the ball. He's played 13 games, started 13 games. Now, other than that, Justin Stockton, who ran the ball and gained 394 yards on 60-some attempts, looks like he should be their primary back. That should be back there next year. Average 6.0 carries. Excuse me. Now, it looks like as far as receivers, he's got a whole bunch of receivers coming, as I said earlier. Sadler had over 596 yards. Reginald Davis, he had over 500 yards. And then you got Cameron Watson, who was an underclassman. They're going to start throwing him in there a little more. It's looking tough. I'm, I'm excited for Tech. But I think on my prediction, 8-4. I see them going 8-4. They have some guys coming back, but you know, all the guys I listed on as far as their primary offensive weapons will have to make up for defense. I don't know how much better this new defensive coordinator would be. Hopefully, he can keep it at 42 points. Because if somebody can keep the, which is crazy that we're talking about this in college football, that if you can keep somebody at 42 points, you can win a game. I can't believe offenses have got that explosive as to where keeping somebody at 42 points a game is a good D coordinator. You know, I'm used to the days where about 10 years ago when Mark D'Antonio, who's now the head Michigan State coach, would shut people out, and Ohio State would beat people 21-3 and, you know, 10-0, 16-0. Those games don't exist anymore, especially not in the Big 12. Now, when I go to my 8-4 prediction, what I mean is Stephen F. Austin, they should get that one. Arizona State might be a loss. Louisiana Tech, that's two of them. Kansas, that's three of them. Kansas State would be tough, but they should be able to get that one for West Virginia. I'm giving Texas Tech the edge because they're in Lubbock. That's five of them. Oklahoma, that's a loss, I think. TCU, that's a loss. Texas, that's one of those ones that's up in the air. And I would give them the advantage right now. At Oklahoma State, very rough. And then, obviously, I'm going to give them the wins against Iowa State because they're both in Baylor because they both have new coaches coming in. So that would be the eight wins that I predict Texas Tech to get. And it could go 8-4, 7-5, depending on what happens with Texas. Now, that's our Texas Tech preview. That's it, just going over the schedule, who they expect to have back on their roster. First game is obviously on September the it's actually September 3rd. So every weekend is quick this year. So it's September 3rd, and that'll be on Fox Sports Net, 7 p.m. We'll take a quick break, and I'll wrap up with this Texas Tech preview. Big 12 Nation, be right back. All right, Big 12 Nation, I'm back. So next preview I will do Texas because that's a controversial one. We know Charlie Strong needs to go 9-3 to keep his job. We'll take a look at their schedule, see who they have coming back, whatever their quarterback issues are. Are they going to go with Gerard? Are they going to go with the Big Swoops kid? What's the situation at University of Texas? So it is a long season, fun season ahead, and I can't wait. Make sure you go to Big12Nation.com, and we will keep on posting everything as the week goes by. By the way, there is no new defensive coordinator at Texas Tech. I think Cliff Kingsbury stayed with David Gibbs, which he did a great job. He showed a lot of excitement in the bowl game. He was really, you know, happy about how hard they tried to fight. But, I mean, they got destroyed in the bowl game. But we'll see what happens. But they kept him, and they cleaned out whatever house they had to clean out. I'll say this real quick before I beat around the bush. The best way to keep a winning team, honestly, when you're building like Texas Tech is to keep the same coaches. That hire-fire method, it really doesn't last that long. When you're building, you can only blame so long. You've got to give guys five straight 4 years to get their system and their recruits down so everything can get in rhythm. But just firing some guy right away is not going to work. So the defense was bad last year, but let's give Mr. Gibbs a chance, and I give credit to Cliff Kingsbury for sticking with him. All right, guys, this is Big 12 Nation Texas Tech Preview. I will see you guys next time. Texas Longhorns,
Everybody have a great day. Big 12 Nation. I'm out.